Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. I hope you had a great day after Christmas. We're going to continue looking at the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 20. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph. We're talking about the shepherds. And they saw the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So after an angel brought the news to the shepherds, a multitude of angels, a multitude appeared in the sky, praising God and announcing the one who would bring peace, eternal peace. Now it was the shepherds' turn. After visiting Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, they returned to the fields. Scripture says, glorifying and praising God. So here are some questions. What turns terrified shepherds into worshiping shepherds? What turns fear to praise? What turns spouses into godly husbands and wives? What turns parents into godly moms and dads and students into those who share the message of Jesus? What makes a businessman or woman do business with an eternal purpose? What turns darkness into light? Well, the answer to each question is very simple, isn't it? Jesus. Jesus transforms our lives. Trusting in Him reroutes our direction. An encounter with Jesus changes everything. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave your one and only Son this Christmas season. May we demonstrate to all that an encounter with Jesus has changed our lives. We pray in His name. Amen. Hey, parents, use these days after Christmas to interact with your kids home on break and interact with them for eternal purposes. Set aside time to have meaningful spiritual conversations with each of them. And if you have college-age children, don't let the break go by without carving out time to learn how they're doing spiritually.